The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. And now to start with, the Kaveri Water Management Authority, CWMA, invites applications for the post of Member Agriculture in Level 14 as per the 7th CPC. CWMA is a statutory body under the Ministry of Jal Shakti constituted to manage the Kaveri water disputes. Interested and eligible officers may apply through proper channel with complete service records and certifications. Details and application form available at the jalshakti-dover.gov.in, or you could go on to www.dopt.gov.in. Kindly apply within 45 days of this notification to the Under Secretary, Department of Water Resources, New Delhi. The Northeast Zone Cultural Centre, NEZCC, Dimapur, under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, invites applications for the post of a director. The appointment will be on deputation, short-term contract basis for 3 years, extendable by 2 years based on performance. Eligible candidates, including officers of the rank of a director, deputy secretary to the Government of India, or eminent cultural personalities with at least 10 years of experience in art and culture. Applications in duplicate must reach the office of the Honorable Governor of Nagaland, Raj Bhavan, Kohima, within 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For detailed information and application format, kindly visit www.indiaculture.nic.in, or you could go on to www.nezccindia.org. The Ministry of Cooperation, Government of India, through the Office of the Central Registrar of Cooperative Societies, CRCS, invites applications for the following technical posts on deputation or short-term contract basis. Additional Registrar, 2 posts, Joint Registrar, 5, Deputy Registrar, 3, Assistant Registrar, 1, and Senior Cooperative Officer, 5. The last date for receipt of applications is 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For complete eligibility criteria and application procedures, kindly visit www.cooperation.gov.in, or you could also go on to www.crcs.gov.in. The Fisheries Survey of India, FSI, under the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, invites applications for 4 posts of slipway worker, grade 2, pay level 1, and 1 post of a welder at its Kochi unit. These are regular appointments and applications must reach the department by 15/9/2025. Interested candidates can find the detailed advertisement and application format at www.fsi.gov.in or on the National Career Service Portal. The Department of Development Studies, CDS Thiruvananthapuram, invites applications for the post of a registrar. Candidates must hold a master's degree with at least 15 years of administrative experience, including 10 years in the senior supervisory role, preferably in reputed institutions. Applicants should be aged between 45 to 55 years as of July 1, 2025, with age relaxations as per Kerala government rules. The last date to apply is August 20, 2025. For details, kindly visit www.cds.edu.in. The The Railway Recruitment Cell, Eastern Railway, RRCER, is recruiting under the Scouts and Guides quota 2025-26 for 13 posts, 3 in Level 2, 10 in Level 1, including vacancies at CLW. Candidates must have relevant academic qualifications and recognize Scouting Guides credentials. Online applications will close on 8th August 2025. Applicants can apply for one or both levels with separate forms and fee. For eligibility, age limits and application procedure, kindly visit the website at www.rrcer.org. The Sahitya Kala Parishad, Government of NCT of Delhi, invites applications for the post of Section Officer on deputation or short-term contract basis. The position is in pay level 7 as per the 7 CPC. Eligible officers from central, state governments, PSUs, autonomous bodies or recognized universities and institutes may apply in the prescribed format through proper channel. Applications must reach the Secretary, Sahitya Kala Parishad, New Delhi within 60 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For details, kindly visit https://skpdelhi.in. Ordnance Factory Medhak, OFMK, a unit of AVNL under the Ministry of Defence, invites applications for Diploma Technician, CNC Operator and Junior Technician, Machinist, Miller, Fitter General. The posts are on fixed tenure contract basis. A total of 35 vacancies available across the categories including UR, OBC, SC, ST, EWS, Ex-Serviceman and PWBD. The factory is located at Hyderabad. The last date to apply is 21 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. Detailed information on qualifications, age and terms of engagement is available at https://ddpdoo.gov.in. The Central Electricity Authority, CEA, Ministry of Power, invites applications for one post each of Canteen Attendant in Level 1 and Canteen Clerk in Level 2 on a direct recruitment basis under the General Central Service Group C Non-Gazetted Non-Ministerial category. These vacancies are under the departmental canteen at CEA, New Delhi. Eligible candidates may apply within 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For complete details and eligibility criteria, kindly visit www.cea.nic.in. RailTel Corporation of India Limited, a Government of India PSU under the Ministry of Railways, is inviting applications for two senior level vacancies, Executive Director, Group General Manager Marketing E8 level based at Hyderabad, Senior Deputy General Manager, Technical E5 level based in Vijayawada. Applications must be submitted in the prescribed format via post by 2nd August 2025. For detailed information and application form, kindly visit https://www.railtel.in/careers.html under the Current Job Opening section. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashwani.